Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 6, verses 5 to 8. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Perhaps the key phrase for the whole Sermon on the Mount is in verse 8. Do not be like them. Do not be like the hypocrites. Do not be like the pagans. Do not be like others. Be like Jesus is the point. If Jesus was anything, he was utterly sincere in all he did. He did nothing to draw attention to himself for himself. In our prayer times, the biggest factor is to be sincere, to be real, honest, humble, to be earnest, to be, well, essentially ourselves. Certainly respectful towards God, but trusting him. That's why we don't need to babble, because we know he has our best interests at heart. We don't have to use many words. We don't have to try and impress him, which is what the pagans were doing. Instead, we come to our Father in faith, with trust, and with humility. If you'd like a devotional idea for today, you might like to look up Psalm 18, verses 6 to 19, to read through and pray through to help you with this. Psalm 18, verses 6 to 19. Perhaps today's devotional thought is just to pray with all the sincerity that you can muster, no matter how that actually comes out. God will understand. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.